This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Akhukum Bilal Ismail min Ma'had al-Kawthar wa mashru' tatwir al-a'imma ma'akum bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala fi hadha al-majlis sanatadaras al-lughat al-arabiyyata والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله والحمد لله وصلنا إلى الدرس الخامس عشر ما شاء الله تبارك الله في الجزء الثالث من هذه السلسلة حياكم الله. Brothers and sisters, your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of the studying of the Arabic language. We are studying the Arabic language. Why? So that we can understand the noble Quran, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we are in volume number 3 of this series, and more especially, we are in lesson number 15. Walhamdulillah. In our previous two majalis, we were in lesson 15, and in this majlis, we will complete lesson 15, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, what are we covering in lesson number 15? Well, lesson 15, continuing with the matter of shart, the condition, and the jawab shart, and the condition, and the answer to that condition. If you sit, I will give you 5 rands. So the condition is, if you sit. What is the jawab? What will you get? What's the response, etc.? That is, you will get 5 rands, mashallah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. We saw that when the jawab takes a fa, we dealt with two previous scenarios in lesson number 14. And also we add a fa. It is added when the mudari after it is not majzoom, but rather it is in the fi mahalli jazm. It is fi mahalli jazm, as we've already covered, mashallah. Also in this lesson, we covered the kam al-khabariyya. Kam al-khabariyya. We usually are familiar with the kam al-istifhamiyya, kam kitaban indaka, etc. Well, in this lesson, we also cover something called the kam al-khabariyya. Al-khabariyya, insha'Allah. Hatta could mean, it could mean till, until. It can also mean so that. Antazir hatta albasa. Intazir hatta albasa. Wait until I dress. Wait until I dress. Hatta meaning until. Hatta can also mean, example, dakhaltu hatta la ashghalak. دخلت حتى لا أشغلك. I entered so that I do not disturb you. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. What does ليل نهار mean? It means night and day. صباح مساء means day and night. Excellent. Somebody says, أعمل ليل نهار. I work night and day. نعبد الله صباح مساء. We worship Allah day and night. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. There was a sentence in our previous majlis that perplexed us a little bit, and we were unsure with regards to its meaning. Alhamdulillah, we've looked up the matter, and that was the sentence in exercise 1, number 12. Ma ansa, la ansa dhaka al-manzara. What this means is that whatever I forget, I will not forget dhaka al-manzara. I will not forget that scene or that sight. Ma ansa, la ansa dhaka al-manzara. Whatever I forget. Ma ansa, whatever I forget. Whatever I forget. La ansa dhaka al-manzara. I will never forget that sight. I will never forget that scene. Walhamdulillah. Excellent, mashallah. So the point was that the ma at the beginning there meant whatever and nothing to do with a negation. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. We now move on to exercise number 3, inshallah. Exercise 3 of this lesson number 15. And they state that عين أداة الشرط عين أداة الشرط والشرط وجوابه في كل جملة مما يأتي ضع خطا واحدا تحت أداة الشرط وخطين تحت الشرط وثلاثة خطوط تحت جواب الشرط وإذا كان الجواب مقترنا بالفاء فاذكر السبب ما شاء الله تبارك الله جيد. So this exercise, they want us, number one, to specify the adat of shart, the instrument of the condition, the conditional type of word. Then they also want us to put a line under this. They want us to put two lines under the shart itself, and then three lines under the jawab of shart, under the answer of the condition. So number one, the adat of shart, one line, the particle of condition. Then number two, the actual condition. And number three, the answer with regards to that condition. So one line, two lines, and three lines, inshallah. And then if there is a fa which is added in the sentence that you need to bring in, then give the reason why you're bringing this fa. Let's see. قال الله تعالى ومن, and whoever, يتق الله, fears Allah, has the taqwa of Allah. So whoever, man is our adat of shart. Man is our adat of shart. Whoever, anyone, يتق الله, fears Allah, has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the shart. That is the condition. Whoever has what? Has the taqwa. Taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what about this person? يجعل له مخرجا. يجعل is our jawab of shart. يجعل له مخرجا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way out for this person. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا. Surah At-Talaq, subhanallah. What an important verse, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Whoever has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make a way out from this calamity, issue, problem that you are in. And Allah mentions this in Surah At-Talaq. Sometimes a person is in a marriage, but it's a disaster of a marriage. And the person fears, me leaving this marriage, maybe things will be worse. Me leaving this marriage, who's going to look after me, etc., etc. Where will I find another spouse, etc., etc. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, then this person, Allah will make a way out for them. Walhamdulillah. So, man is our adat of shart. One line. يَتَّقِي. يَتَّقِي is our shart. Two lines underneath it. يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ. يَجْعَلْ is our jawab of shart. يَجْعَلْ. Allah will make for him. لَهُ مَخْرَجَا. A way out and exit, mashallah. There's no fa added in this sentence. Number two. قال الله تعالى إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ. إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ, if you people are عِشْرُونَ, if you are 20, صَابِرُونَ, and you have sabr, يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ, you will overpower 200, subhanallah. إِيَّكُنْ, إِنْ يَكُنْ, إِنْ is our adat of shart. إِنْ is our adat of shart. One line underneath it. Yakun, if you are, if you were, if you be. Yakun, yakun is our shart. Minkum عشرون صابرون يغلبوا. What's the jawab of shart? يغلبوا. يغلبوا مئتين. You will overpower 200. Walhamdulillah. So Allah promises in the noble Quran, إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ. If you are 20 and you have sabr, you will overpower the enemy of 200. Walhamdulillah. Number 3. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. فَمَنْ, man, man is our adat of shart. Whoever, فمن, whoever does what? تطوع is our shart. Whoever does extra good deeds. تطوع is your extra type of good deeds. فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له. فهو خير له. فهو خير له. فهو خير له is our jawab of shart. So whoever does good, then this is better for him. This is good for him. This is good for him, meaning he will get double reward, he will get extra reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. Whoever does excess good, then this is good for him. Number four, قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَنْ أَدْرَكَ. من is our adat of shart. من, whoever what. مَنْ أَدْرَكَ. Adraka means to get. Adraka means to get. Man adraka. Adraka is our shart. Man adraka. Raka'atan min as-salati. A unit of the prayer. Faqad adraka as-salah. Faqad adraka as-salata. Then he has caught the prayer. Whoever catches a unit of the prayer has caught the prayer. Man adraka raka'atan min as-salati. Faqad adraka as-salata. Man adraka raka'atan min as-salati. Faqad adraka as-salata. Man adraka raka'atan min as-salati. Faqad adraka as-salata. Whoever catches a unit of the prayer, a raka'ah of the prayer, then he has caught the prayer. And this is the opinion of many of the ulama, that for you to have caught the barakah and the virtue of that salatul jama'ah, for example, or for example when it comes to salatul jumu'ah, many of them use this as the proof that for you to have caught salatul jumu'ah, you need to catch a full unit. You need to catch a full unit of the prayer. Then only you have caught salatul jumu'ah. So one raka'ah needs to be that you have caught the imam, and then you stand up and you pray the other raka'ah, which you missed. But if you enter at the time of Salatul Jumu'ah, and the imam is in tashahud, and he's about to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and you caught that, according to many of the ulama, you will stand up and you will perform four raka'ahs of Salatul Dhuhr, and not two raka'ahs of Salatul Jumu'ah. This is an opinion of many of the ulama, and others, like, for example, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, differed with regards to this matter. Again, man adraka raka'atan min as-salati, whoever catches a unit of the prayer, faqad adraka as-salata, then he has caught the prayer. Man is our adat of shart, adraka is our shart, and faqad adraka is our jawab of shart. And why did we bring in the fa? Because it is linked up with qad. Because our jawab of shart is linked with qad. And so because qad is there, then we have to bring in a fa. Walhamdulillah. The next one. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, man hamala alayna silaha falaysa minna. Beautiful hadith. Man hamala alayna silaha falaysa minna. Whoever carries. So man is our adat of shart. And hamala is our shart, is our condition. Man hamala, whoever carries. Alayna, upon us. He lifts up his weapon against us. Alayna silaha. Silah is a weapon. Whoever carries against us a weapon, falaysa minna, then he is not from us. You don't pick up your arms against the Muslims. You do not get your arms ready to fight against Muslims. If you do so, then falaysa minna, you are not from us. The Muslim is not the one who lifts up his arms and fights other Muslims. Allahu musta'an. Man hamala alayna silaha falaysa minna. Man adat of shart. Hamala is our shart. Alayna silaha falaysa. Falaysa minna is our jawab of shart. Falaysa minna is our jawab of shart. Why did we bring in a fa? Because It is fi'il jamid. Because our jawab of shart is a fi'il jamid. It's a fi'il jamid. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا فَلَيْسَ 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 مِنَّا لَيْسَ is fi'il jamid. Excellent. The next hadith. مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, من is our adat of shart. من قتل. قتل is our shart. Whoever is killed. قتل مبني للمجهول. من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد. دون ماله in his protection of his wealth. فهو شهيد. Then this person is a martyr. So he is protecting his property and he was killed. This person is a martyr, insha'Allah. مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ is our jawab of shart. مَنْ whoever قُتِلَ is killed دُونَ مَالِهِ in protection of his wealth, then what? What about him? What will he get? What's his reward? فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ is our jawab of shart. And why do we have a fa? Because our jawab of shart is a jumla ismiya. It's a nominal sentence. فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ jumla ismiya. Excellent. The next one, hadith number 7. قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ من is our adat of shart. أَطَاعَنِي is our shart. مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ Then this person has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ Then that is our jawab of shart. مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ Why do we have a fa? Because it's linked up with a قَدْ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ Excellent. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهَ And whoever disobeyed me has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ عَصَانِي مَنْ adat of shart. عَصَانِي is our shart. And فَقَدْ عَصَى فَقَدْ عَصَى is our jawab of shart. فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهَ فَقَدْ عَصَى اللَّهَ Whoever disobeyed me has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الْأَمِيرَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي And whoever obeys the Amir, then this person has obeyed me. مَنْ Our adat of shart. يُطِعْ obeys. This is our shart. فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي And then this person has obeyed me. This person has obeyed me. فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي جَيِد Then this person has obeyed me. That's our jawab of shart. And then lastly, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ الْأَمِيرَ فَقَدْ عَصَانِي وَمَنْ يَعْصِ الْأَمِيرَ فَقَدْ عَصَانِي مَنْ is our adat of shart. يَعْصِ is our shart. فَقَدْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ عَصَانِي is our jawab of shart. And why do we have a fa? Similarly as previous, because we have قَدْ And so when our jawab of shart has قَدْ, then we bring in the fa. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ The next one, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you hear the name of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من أكل من هذه الشجرة فلا يقربنا فلا يقربنا من أكل من هذه الشجرة Whoever eats from this tree, من أكل من is our adat of shart. أكل is our shart. من أكل من هذه الشجرة from this tree فلا يقربنا فلا يقربنا Then let him not come close to us. فلا يقربنا is our jawab of shart. فلا يقربنا فلا يقربنا Whoever ate from this tree, then let him not come close to us. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت من كان يؤمن بالله من is our adat of shart كان is our shart من كان يؤمن بالله من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر whoever believes in Allah and the final day فليقل then let him say Then let him say. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. So فَلْيَقُلْ, let him say, is our jawab of shart. And لِيَصْمُتْ is also our jawab of shart. And why does فَلْيَقُلْ have a fa? Because it is a fi'l talabi. It's a fi'l talabi. It is requesting that this person does something. Fi'l talabi. Jameel. Number 10. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. Very very famous hadith. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. من is our adat of shart. من كان من رأى منكم, رأى is our shart. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره is our جواب of shart. Then let him change it. Whoever sees any evil, then let him change it. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. Then let him change it with his hands. فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه. And if he's unable, so in is our adat of shart. لم يستطع is our shart. And فبلسانه is our jawab of shart. فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه. Then let it be with the tongue. And why do we have a fa there? Similarly, because it's a fi'l talabi. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ. And if he cannot, then with his heart. Hate it with your heart. So, in is our adat of shart. لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ is our shart. فَبِقَلْبِهِ is our jawab of shart. And why does it have the fa? Because it is coming with a fi'il talabi. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. And the last one, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. فَمَنْ يَكْوِذَا فَمِنْ مُرٍ مَرِيضٍ يَجِدْ مُرًّا بِهِ الْمَاءَ الزُّلَالَى. Allah musta'an. قال المتنبي. Mutanabbi is this famous poet. فَمَنْ يَكُو. And whoever is or whoever has the famin, has a mouth, murrin maridin, has a sick bitter mouth, murrin bitter, maridin sick, whoever has a bitter sick mouth, yajid murran bihil ma' az-zulala, then this person will find bitterness, bihil ma' az-zulala, even with pure water. Even if he drinks pure water, he will find it to be bitter. Allahu musta'an. Because your mouth is that which is bitter, and your mouth is that which is sick. And so whatever goes into that mouth, whatever comes out of that mouth, it will be bitter, it will be sick. Even if you have pure water, you will taste it to be bitter. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Number 9, we read the hadith. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Whoever believes in Allah and the final day, فَلْيَقُلْ, then let him say, خَيْرًا, good, أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ, or be silent. So if you believe in Allah and the final day, either you say good or you be silent. Allahu musta'an. The previous hadith, مَنْ أَكَلَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَلَا يَقْرَبْنَا. Whoever ate from this tree, whoever eats from this tree, then let him not come close to us. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we learn from that day, when you come for salah especially, do not come with an odor on yourself. Do not come with your clothes in a smell and a stench. Don't come with you just having eaten garlic and onions, etc., etc., because the people around you, they do not like that smell. Worse, if you had just spoken, Allahu musta'an, so you smoke and you come to the masjid and you are smelling, and the people next to you, they are disturbed by the stench. Allahu musta'an. Yaku equals yakun. Yajuz hadfu nun yakun. Takun, akun, نَكُنْ الْمَجْزُومَاتِ. Jayid, they are all majzoom in the majzoom form, and so it is allowed for you to drop the noon. So you can say, instead of يَكُنْ, you can just say يَكُ. Jayid. هات عشرة أمثلة للشرط والجواب على أن يكون الجواب في كل واحد منها على النحو التالي. They want you to provide examples of the following sentences. So they are conditional sentences, and the jawab of the conditional sentences, number one, should be a jumla ismiya. So our jawab of the condition must be in a jumla ismiya format. Example: من أراد أن يقرأ, whoever wants to read, هذا الكتاب, whoever wants to read this book, فهو في المكتبة, then it is in the library. من أراد أن يقرأ هذا الكتاب فهو في المكتبة. من أراد أن يقرأ هذا الكتاب فهو في المكتبة. Excellent. So جواب of شرط فهو في المكتبة was a nominal sentence. Number two, فعلا طلبيا الأمر. So فعل طلبي, and it's an أمر. It's an أمر. It's an order. Imperative. Example: إذا رأيت إبراهيم, if you see Ibrahim, or when you see Ibrahim, فخذ منه, then take from him, رقم جواله. فخذ منه رقم جواله. فخذ منه رقم جواله. فخذ منه رقم جواله. Then take from him his phone number. إذا رأيت إبراهيم فخذ منه. Then take from him رقم جواله. His phone number. جميل. Number three. فعل طلبي النهي. Prohibition. Example: إذا جاءك بلال. When Bilal comes to you, if Bilal comes to you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُ شَيْئًا. Then don't say anything to him. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُ شَيْئًا. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُ شَيْئًا. And then do not say anything to him. إِذَا جَاءَكَ بِلَالٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُ شَيْئًا. Then do not say anything to him. Number four. فِعْلِ طَلَبِي, but it's in the question, استفهام. Example: إذا سألني المدير, if the principal questions me, عنك, about you, فماذا أقول له, then what should I say to him? إذا سألني المدير, if the principal asks me, عنك, about you, فماذا أقول له, then what should I say to him? فماذا أقول له, our جواب of شرط is a question, then what should I say to him? Number five, مقترنا باللن, it must be linked to لن, our جواب of شرط must have لن in it. Example: من لم ينجح, whoever did not pass في هذا الاختبار, in this exam, البسيط, in the simple exam, فلن ينجح, then he will not pass, فلن ينجح, then he will not pass في الاختبار السنوي, in the annual exam. Then he will not pass in the annual exam. من لم ينجح, whoever did not pass, في هذا الاختبار البسيط, in the simple examination, فلن ينجح, then he will not pass, في الاختبار السنوي, in the annual exam. الله مستعان. Number six, مقترنا بماء النافية. It must be linked up to the ماء of نافية. مهما أنسى فما أنسى قولك الجميلة. مهما أنسى, no matter what I forget. مهما أنسى, whatever I forget. No matter what I forget. فما أنسى, I will never forget. قولك الجميلة, I will not forget your beautiful statement, your beautiful words. مهما أنسى, no matter what I forget. فما أنسى قولك الجميلة, I will never forget your beautiful statement. Number seven, مقترنا بالسوفا. سوفا must be linked up to سوفا. من جاء متأخرا, whoever comes late, فسوف يشرح له المدرس الدروس السابقة. من جاء متأخرا, whoever comes late, فسوف يشرح له, then will be explained for him, المدرس, the teacher will explain for him, الدروس السابقة, will explain to him the previous lessons. So good teacher, mashallah, you come late, but this will explain everything to you. من جاء متأخرا فسوف يشرح له المدرس الدرس دروس السابقة. من جاء متأخرا, whoever comes late, فسوف يشرح له, then will be explained for him, المدرس, the teacher will explain for him, الدروس السابقة, will explain for him the previous lessons. Number 8. مقترنا بالسين, linked up with a scene. من نسي كتابه, whoever forgot his book, فسيجد نسخة منه عند المراقب. من نسي كتابه, whoever forgot his book, فسيجد, he will find نسخة, he will find a copy منه of it, he will find a copy of it, of this textbook, of this book, of the subject, عند المراقب, with the inspector. So whoever's forgotten a book, you will find a copy with the inspector. من نسي كتابه فسيجد نسخة منه عند المراقب. Number 9. فعلا جامدا. So our جواب of شرط is فعل جامد. من يفعل هذا, whoever does this, فليس من طلاب جامعة. فليس من طلاب جامعتنا. جامعة, جامعتنا. Whoever does this, من يفعل هذا, whoever does this, فليس من طلاب جامعتنا, then he is not a student of this university. Maybe somebody littered, somebody did something wrong, and so the principal says, من يفعل هذا فليس من طلاب جامعتنا, whoever does this is not from our university students. Number 10. مقترنا بقد, linked up with قد. من فهم هذا الدرس, whoever understands this lesson, فقد فهم الكتاب كله, فقد فهم الكتاب كله, then he has understood the entire book. Whoever understands this lesson, then in reality he's understood the entire book. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. أدخل كل من أدوات الشرط الآتية في جملة مفيدة. They want you to use these أدوات of شرط in sentences that make sense. إن تجتهد تنجح. إن تجتهد تنجح. إن تجتهد تنجح. إن تجتهد تنجح. If you exert yourself, you study, you exert yourself, تنجح, you will pass. من, make a sentence with من. من يرسب مرتين يفصل. من يرسب, من يرسب, من يرسب مرتين يفصل. من يرسب, من يرسب مرتين يفصل. Whoever fails twice, يفصل, he will be expelled. ما تشرب أشرب. ما تشرب أشرب. What you drink, I will drink. مهما تكون النتيجة. No matter what the results are. فلن أكف عن الدعوة. I will not give up my دعوة. مهما تكون النتيجة. They said, we will lock you up, we will do this, we will do that. He says, مهما تكون النتيجة. No matter what the results are. فَلَنْ أَكُفَّ عَنِ الدَّعْوَةِ, I will not stop the da'wah. I will not stop my da'wah. مَتَى تَخْرُجْ أَخْرُجْ. مَتَى تَخْرُجْ أَخْرُجْ. مَتَى تَخْرُجْ أَخْرُجْ. When you leave, I will leave. Excellent, mashallah. أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا جَاءَنَا الْمَوْتُ. أَيْنَمَا كُنَّا جاءنا الموت. أينما كنا جاءنا الموت. أينما كنا, no matter where we are, جاءنا الموت, death will come to us. جاءنا الموت, جاءنا الموت, death will come to us. اللهم استعان. No matter what, brother, no matter where you are, death will come to you. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, death will find you, even if you are in the fortified towers. الله مستعان. أي معجم تشتري أشتري. أي معجم تشتري أشتري. Whichever dictionary you buy, I will buy. أي معجم تشتري أشتري. 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 Excellent, ما شاء الله. Then they say to us, كم مرة قلت لي هكذا. How many times did I tell you like this? This come here is not the come of asking a question. Rather, this is called the come al-khabariyya. This come, it means a lot. It means like so many times. كم مرة قلت لي هكذا. كم مرة قلت لي هكذا. How many times قلت, you said to me like this. How many times you said this to me. فمعنى الجملة, قلت لي, you said to me, هكذا, like this, مرات كثيرة, مرات كثيرة, that you said to me like this many times. نذكر بعض أحكامها, some of the rules related to this كم الخبرية. عرفت أن كم الاستفهامية, you already know that the normal كم of asking the question, تميزها منسوب, its تميز, it is منسوب, كم كتابا عندك, كم قلما عندك, example, كم كتابا عندك, كم قلما عندك, يجوز جره ويجوز جره, and it is allowed to have the تميز as مجرور, إذا جرت كم بحرف جر. If there is a حرف of جر before the كم, then it would be allowed. Example, بكم ريالا, بكم ريالا هذا القلم, بكم ريالا هذا القلم. You can also say, بكم ريال هذا القلم. So because you brought a ba before the كم, you can say, بكم ريالا هذا القلم. You can also say, بكم ريال هذا القلم. But if we didn't have a ba before the كم, it would be as was discussed previously on top there. كم كتابا عندك, كم قلما عندك. The تمييز will be منسوب and in the singular format. جيد. أما تمييز كم الخبرية. As for this new كم, كم الخبرية, then they say, فيجب جره. It is a must that it must be مجرور. Example, كم نجم في السماء. نجم, نجم, نجم. كم نجم في السماء. How many stars in the sky. وقد يجر بمن. نحو قوله تعالى. And you can also make it مجرور, like for example found in the verse of the Noble Quran, كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. كم من فئة, how many a party, قليلة small party, غلبت, it overpowered, فئة كثيرة, it overpowered a large force, بإذن الله تعالى, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jayid. Then they say that the tamyiz of the kam al-istifhamiyya mufrad. The kam qalaman indaka, kam kitaban indaka. So qalaman, it's mansub, number one. Number two, it's in the singular format, mufrad format. Whereas the tamyiz of the kam al-khabariyya, it can be in the mufrad singular and it can also be in the plural format. Example, kam kitabin qara'ta. كم كتب قرأت. الإفراد أكثر وأبلغ. But having it in the singular format is better. But both are allowed. You can say, كم كتاب قرأت. كتاب قرأت. كتاب. This is in the singular format. And كم كتب قرأت. كم كتب قرأت. This is the plural. And they summarize all matters there in that diagram. They say, كم, you have كم الاستفهامية, the كم of asking questions. كم كتابا عندك, how many books do you have? And then the كم خبرية on the left. كم كتاب عندك. كَمْ كِتَابٍ عِنْدَكَ Meaning what? Meaning you have so many books. You have so many books. How many books do you have? Meaning you have so many books. كَمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ عِنْدَكَ كَمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ عِنْدَكَ means the same thing. How many books you have? So many books you have. كَمْ كُتُبٍ عِنْدَكَ You can also say that. And obviously your tone dictates the type of sentence it is, inshallah. So they ask us, حول كم الاستفهامية فيما يلي إلى كم الخبرية. Change the following into كم الخبرية. So they give us the first sentence and they say to us that, كم ريالا أعطيتني. كم ريالا أعطيتني. Question. This is كم استفهامية. كم ريالا أعطيتني. Change it. كم ريال أعطيتني. Exclamation mark. كم ريال أعطيتني. You gave me so many reals. Number two, كم طالبا غاب اليوم? How many students were absent today? That's a question, istifhamiyya. Change it into how many students absent today? Statement meaning a lot. It would be كم من طالب غاب اليوم? كم من طالب غاب اليوم? كم من طالب غاب اليوم? With an exclamation mark. Number three, كم ساعة نمت? How many hours you slept? Change it to كم الخبرية. كم ساعة نمت? Exclamation mark. كم ساعة نمت? كم ساعة نمت? How many hours you have slept? اللهم استعان. The next one. Change the كم الخبرية into the كم of الاستفهامية. Right? So the opposite now. They give us the sentence. كم باب للمسجد الحرامي. كم باب للمسجد الحرامي. So they're saying that how many doors Masjid al-Haram has? Exclamation mark. Change it to a question. كم بابا للمسجد الحرام؟ كم بابا للمسجد الحرام؟ كم بابا للمسجد الحرام؟ Number two. كم من مسجد في هذه المدينة؟ How many masjids in this city? Exclamation mark meaning a lot. Change it to a question. كم مسجدا في هذه المدينة؟ كم مسجدا في هذه المدينة؟ كم مسجدا في هذه المدينة؟ Number three. كم دواء تتناول؟ كم دواء تتناول؟ How many medicines you are taking? How many medicines you are taking? Indication of a lot. Change it to a question. كم دواء؟ كم دواء تتناول؟ How many medicines are you taking? كم دواء تتناول؟ Excellent. والحمد لله. Then they say to us, ينبه المدرس الطلاب لي. The teacher should make the following apparent to the students. Number one, تنغيم. تنغيم is the manner of your speech, your tone. تنغيم الخاصة بكل من كم الاستفهامية وكم الخبرية. Obviously, the tone is different with كم دواء تتناول. How many medicines are you taking? That's different from كم دواء تتناول. How many medicines you are taking? The second one meaning a lot, and the first one was a question. Then they say to us that علامة الترقيم الخاصة بكل منهما. Some of them will obviously have the question mark. The كم الاستفهامية and the كم الخبرية has an exclamation mark. من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. Now we move on to the matter of the حتى. من جاء متأخرا, whoever comes late, فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. Then he should not enter حتى يستأذن. Until he gets permission. So this حتى here means until. هنا حتى بمعنى إلى. So here the حتى means إلى until. Another one. فدخلت حتى لا أشغلك. I entered so that I do not disturb you. هنا حتى, here the حتى بمعنى لام التعليل. The حتى means the reason. Means a reason. لكي لا أشغلك. So that I do not disturb you. I entered and I didn't seek permission because I did not want to disturb you. ويكون الفعل المضارع بعدها منسوبا بأن مضمرة وجوبا. And after it, after the حتى, the verb will be fi'l mudari and it will be mansub. It will be mansub. Jayid. Example. اقرأ الجمل الآتية مع ضبط الأفعال الواقعة بعد حتى وتعيين معنى حتى and also specify the meaning of the حتى. أجتهد ليل نهارا حتى أنجح بتقدير ممتاز. أجتهد ليل نهارا حتى أنجح بتقدير ممتاز. I exert myself, I work hard night and day so that I pass with a taqdeer mumtaz, with excellent excellent results. Here the hatta means lam of ta'lil. It means the lam of ta'lil. It means so that. I exert myself during the night and the day studying, etc. so that I pass with an excellent pass. Jamil. Number two. انتظر حتى أتوضأ. انتظر حتى أتوضأ. Wait until I take wudu. So حتى here means إلى. It means until. It means until. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you truly believes. حتى يحب until he loves لأخيه for his brother ما يحب لنفسه what he loves for himself حتى يحب لأخيه حتى يحب لأخيه until he loves for his brother. This حتى means until. It means إلى. It means until. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. الله مستعان. Very important hadith. None of you truly believes. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you truly believes. حتى أكون. Until I am. أحب إليه. More beloved to him. من والده. Than his parent, وَوَلَدِهِ parents, and his kids, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, and all of the people. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to be more beloved to us than our parents, our children, and all of mankind put together. Allahum musta'an. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى. None of you truly believes until. So the حَتَّى here means إِلَى. It means until. Jamil. Number five. خرجت من البيت مبكرا. I exited from the house early. حتى لا أتأخر عن الموعد. So that I am not late for the appointment. So here it means لكي. It means لكي. حتى لا أتأخر عن الموعد. So that I am not late for the appointment. Number six. قال المدير للطالب. The principal said to the student, لن أسمح لك بالحضور. I will not permit you to attend. حتى تعتذر إلى المدرس. حتى until you apologize to the teacher. So حتى here means إلى. It means until. It means until. Exercise number two. تأمل المثال ثم كون جملا على غراره مستعينا بالعبارات الآتية. Answer the following and use the simple example given, inshallah, as a guide. انتظر حتى أتوضأ. انتظر حتى أتوضأ. Wait until I take wudu. حتى here means until. جيد. And so you make up sentences. You could say, انتظر حتى ألبس. انتظر حتى ألبس. Not ألبسو. But albasa after hatta will be mansub. Intazir hatta albasa. Intazir hatta ashrab al qahwata. Intazir hatta ashrab al qahwata. Intazir hatta ashrab al qahwata. Wait until I drink coffee. Intazir hatta nasma al akhbara. Wait until we listen to the news. انتظر حتى نسمع الأخبار. نسمع الأخبار. Until we listen to the news. انتظر حتى أكتب الرسالة. انتظر حتى أكتب الرسالة. حتى أكتب الرسالة. Until I write a letter. انتظر حتى يعود. انتظر حتى يعود. We drop the noon. انتظر حتى يعود. انتظر حتى يعود. انتظر حتى يعود. Wait until انتظر حتى يعودوا. Wait until they return. Wait until they return. Excellent, ما شاء الله. ها أم إعلانا. ها أم إعلانا. ها اسم فعل بمعنى خذ. So this ها أم. ها أم here, it means take. It means take. جيد. Let's see. Example. ها الكتاب يا علي. Take the book, O Ali. ها الكتاب يا آمينة. ها الكتاب يا آمينة. Take the book, O آمينة. Plural. ها أم الكتاب يا إخوة. ها أم الكتاب يا إخوة. ها أم الكتاب يا إخوة. ها أن. ها أن الكتاب يا أخوات. Plural. ها أن الكتاب يا أخوات. This ها which means خذ, we call this a verb noun. Not a verbal noun, but rather it's called a verb noun. It's a noun that like behaves like a verb. Example in the Noble Quran. ها أمقرأ كتابية. ها أمقرأ كتابية. That take, read your books. Take the books and read them. كتيب تصغير كتاب. كتيب is the diminutive form of كتاب على وزن فعيل. فعيل. لتصغير ثلاثة أبنية. وهي, there are three forms when it comes to this diminutive form. Number one, فعيلٌ. فعيلٌ. Number two, ba, فعيلٌ. And جيم, فعيلٌ. فعيلٌ. So let's see different words on different scales here. We find number one, that نجيم. نجيم. نجيم is a small star from نجمٌ. جبيل, small mountain from جبلٌ. عبيد is a small slave from عبدٌ. فعيلٌ. Example, فنيدقٌ, small hotel, from فندقٌ. دُرَيْهِمٌ, from دِرْهَمٌ. دِرْهَم is a silver coin. دُرَيْهِم is a small silver coin. كُتَيِّبٌ, a small book, from كِتَابٌ. وَشُدَيِّدٌ, from شَدِيدٌ. شَدِيد is to be severe. شُدَيِّدٌ, small amount of severity. فُعِيْعِيلٌ. مُفَيْتِيحٌ. مُفَيْتِيحٌ. مُفَيْتِيحٌ, small key, from مِفْتَاحٌ. فُنَيْجِينُ, from فِنْجَانٌ. فِنْجَان is a teacup. فُنَيْجِين, small teacup. دُنَيْنِير. دُنَيْنِير, from دِنَار. دِنَار is a gold coin. دُنَيْنِير, small gold coin. And so they ask you to change the following. They give us وَلَدٌ. وَلَدٌ is وليدٌ. ولدٌ is وليدٌ. وليدٌ on the scale of فعيلٌ. فعيلٌ. Then they give us قنديلٌ. قنديلٌ is قنيديلٌ. 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 قنديل is like a lamp. قنيديلٌ. فعيعيلٌ on the scale of فعيعيلٌ. غلامٌ. جيد. غلامٌ. غليمي. غليل. غلام. 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 غليم. غليم. Is it غليم؟ I think it's غليم. غليم. غلام. غليم. جيد. غليم. جيد. And عصفور. عصفور is a sparrow. عصيفير. 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 On the scale of فعيعيل. فعيعيل. طعام. طعيم. 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 فعيعيل. فعيعيل. On the scale of فعيعيل. قريب. Close. قريب. 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 فعيعيل. 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 جعفر. Is جُعَيْفِرٌ. جُعَيْفِرٌ. فُعَيْعِلٌ. فُعَيْعِلٌ. جُعَيْفِرٌ. فُعَيْعِلٌ. سَرِيرٌ. سَرِيرٌ. A small bed is سُرَيِّرٌ. 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 فُعَيْعِلٌ. And حِمَارٌ. حُمَيِّرٌ. حُمَيِّرٌ. حمير on the scale of فعيعل فعيعل فعيعل. Excellent, mashallah, tabarakallah. Then they ask us to provide the fi'il mudari, the present tense verb. They give us shagala, shagala yashghalu, shagala yashghalu, shagala yashghalu, to keep busy. Shagala, he kept busy. Shagala yashghalu, shagala yashghalu, yashghalu. Rahima yarhamu, rahima yarhamu, to have mercy. Rahima, he had mercy. Yarhamu, he is having mercy. Fata yafutu, fata means to miss something. Fata yafutu, fata yafutu. Naja, to be saved. Naja, he was saved. Naja yanju, naja yanju. Ghasha, to deceive. Ghasha yaghushu, ghasha yaghushu, ghasha yaghushu, to deceive. Faza, to be successful. Jayid, faza, to be successful. Faza yafuzu, faza yafuzu, faza yafuzu, faza yafuzu. Zara'a means to sow, to plant. Zara'a yazra'u, yazra'u, zara'a yazra'u. Hasada, hasada yahsudu, hasada yahsudu, to harvest. Hasada yahsudu. Ghalaba yaghlibu, ghalaba yaghlibu, to overpower. Asa ya'si, asa ya'si, to disobey. And lastly, somata, somata yasmutu, to be quiet. Somata yasmutu, jameel. Provide the fi'il mudari of the following. Sajjala yusajjilu, to record. Sajjala yusajjilu. Thabbata, thabbata, yuthabbitu, thabbata, yuthabbitu, thabbata, yuthabbitu, to be firm upon something. Saddaqa, yusaddiqu, saddaqa, yusaddiqu. Ghayyara, to change. Ghayyara, yughayyiru, ghayyara, yughayyiru. Adraka, to catch. Adraka yudriku, adraka yudriku. Ata'a, to obey. Yuti'u, ata'a, yuti'u. Aghna, yughni, aghna, yughni, aghna, yughni. Aghna, to be not in need of something. So you are ghani, you're not in need. You're the opposite of the faqir. Amana, to believe. Yu'minu, amana, yu'minu. Ishtaraka, ishtaraka means to cooperate, to come together. Ishtaraka, yashtariku, ishtaraka, yashtariku. I'tadara, i'tadara means to apologize. Ya'tadiru, ya'tadiru. Ihtarama, to show respect. Ihtarama, yahtarimu. Ittaqa, yattaqi, ittaqa, yattaqi. Ittaqa means to be wary of something, to be careful with regards to something. Ta'akhara, ta'akhara, yata'akharu, ta'akhara, yata'akharu, ta'akhara, yata'akharu, to be late. Ta'akhara, he was late. Tatawwa'a, tatawwa'a, yatatawwa'u, tatawwa'a, yatatawwa'u. This is like your nafil, your extra, tatawwa'. Ta'allama, yata'allamu, ta'allama, yata'allamu, ta'allama, yata'allamu. Jayid. Ta'allama, he is studying, yata'allamu, he is studying. Istaghfara, istaghfara, yastaghfiru, istaghfara, yastaghfiru, to seek forgiveness. Istafada, to benefit. Yastafidu, istafada, yastafidu, istafada, yastafidu. Istiqada, yastiqidu, istiqada, istiqada, to wake up from your sleep. Istiqada, yastiqidu, istiqada, yastiqidu. Ashraka, yushriku, ashraka, to commit shirk. Ashraka, yushriku. Lastly, provide the plural of the following. Laihatun. Laihatun is like a register, some sort of like board where there's maybe like an announcement. Laiha, register. Lawaihu, 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 plural. Uthurun, uthurun, a'adharun, a'adharun, excuses. A'adharun, a'adharun. Ja'izatun, jawa'izu, jawa'izu, prizes. Silahun, aslihatun, weapon, aslihatun, weapons. Amirun, umara'u, amir, leader, umara'u, leaders. Dawa'un, adwiyatun, dawa'un, adwiyatun, dawa'un adwiyatun. Adwiyatun is the plural, meaning medications, medicines, medication, medicines. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, with that we have completed lesson number 15. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, we know this lesson was long, but we have to end off with a prophetic maxim. Your Nabi, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, Al-Qur'anu hujjatun laka wa alayka, that the Qur'an is a proof for you or it's a proof against you. You've memorized the Noble Quran. You've memorized some of the Quran. You know the Quran talks about staying away from zina, staying away from riba, staying away from haram, lowering your gaze, etc. You know the Quran talks about praying 5 times a day and paying your zakah. You know the Quran talks about having good character, etc. Well, where are you with regards to those matters? Is the Qur'an a proof for you? Or is the Qur'an a proof against you? Allahumusta'an, Allahumusta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, when reading the Qur'an, it should not be that, when will I finish this? When will I finish this juz or this surah, etc., etc. Rather, it should be, and how can I be from the muttaqeen? Allah's talking about the muttaqeen. How can I be from amongst the muhsineen? How can I be from amongst the sabireen? From amongst the khashi'een? How can I be from amongst those who have that tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I be from the sadiqeen and be with the sadiqeen? How can I be from amongst those who have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I be from amongst those who acknowledge the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me? How can I be from amongst those who make shukr? Allah talks about shukr in the Noble Quran. How can I be from amongst those who gets his desires under control? How can I be from amongst those who makes jihad against the nafs? How can I be from amongst those who lower their gazes? How can I be from amongst those who protect their private organs? How can I be from amongst those who protects his eyesight? How can I be from amongst those who fulfill the rights of people? How can I be from amongst those who have this modesty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I be from amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? How can I be from amongst those who hate that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates? How can I be from amongst those who, when they are alone, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they shed tears? How can I be from amongst those people? Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. If we are like that, then the Quran is a proof for us and will not be a proof against us. But if we read without understanding, if we read and we do not implement, if we do not read correctly, or if we read, mashallah, beautifully, but we do not implement anything that we read, then in reality the Quran will be a proof against us and not a proof for us. Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Quran a proof for us and not a proof against us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Noble Quran the coolness of our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us barakah in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Noble Quran, understanding of the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Until we meet again, we say, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته